Good afternoon. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. I'm Steve Scott. Number one, a Wisconsin sheriff says the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in October killed Jamie's parents for one reason, so he could abduct her. Jamie was found alive yesterday. The suspect, Jake Patterson, is in custody. Two, the House has voted to ensure that all federal employees will be paid retroactively after the partial government shutdown ends. More than 800,000 workers, many of whom are still working, missed their first paycheck today. And three, a funeral service was held today in Brooklyn for FDNY firefighter Stephen Pollard, who died on Sunday when he fell off the Mill Basin Bridge while trying to help the victims of a car accident. Sports, the Yankees officially re-signed reliever Zach Britton 3 years, $39 million. The Knicks host Indiana tonight. The Nets are at Toronto. The weather forecast, sunny, windy, and cold. The high, 32, with wind chills today in the teens. Tonight, partly cloudy, very cold, lows in the teens. And tomorrow, increasing clouds, the high, 32. Light snow moves in tomorrow night. Radio.com is the exclusive streaming home of WCBS 880. Enable the Radio.com skill on your Amazon device to stream us live at home and download the free Radio.com app on your smartphone and take us with you to listen anytime, anywhere. I'm Steve Scott.